Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 142 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to the show. Of course, before we get started, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is 99designs.com. It's the world's largest graphic design marketplace. It makes it easy to get a design that you love within a very short time frame, about 7 days, and also for a relatively inexpensive price. So if you go to 99designs.com/Pat, you'll get a $99 power pack of services for free today. So now let's get to today's question from Michael.
Hi, Pat. My name is Michael Costanzo. I have a blog called Rags to Riches. You can find it at mcostanzo4.wordpress.com. And my question is regarding the movie The Secret, if you've ever seen it, and the book Think and Grow Rich, and if you have ever read or seen that, and if you use any of the techniques taught in them. If so, could you please just talk a little bit about it, what you found to work or not worked, and look forward to hearing from you. Thanks.
Michael, thank you so much for your question. It's an interesting question because there's been a lot of talk about these books. Actually, it's funny because I've just noticed a lot more people talking about them lately for whatever reason. But for those of you out there who don't know what these books or this movie is, first one, The Secret, is by an author named Rhonda Byrne. And she, you know, got pretty famous by becoming an author who got on the Oprah Winfrey Show and became a New York Times bestseller, where it remained on that list for 146 consecutive weeks. This book called The Secret is about, you know, it's similar to the law of attraction, you know, claiming that positive thinking can create life-changing results, such as increased wealth and health and happiness and those sorts of things. And Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill was actually published in 1937. And this sort of goes along with his earlier work, The Law of Success. And again, it goes with a lot of things happening internally in your mind to create actual results in your life. I have read Think and Grow Rich. I think it's great. There's some parts of it that I use. There's some parts that are kind of just weird and interesting to me. I have not read or seen The Secret, although I do want to check it out just because a lot of other people have as well. It has attracted a great deal of controversy, though, as I've heard, and it's been parodied actually a lot in several TV programs, which is quite interesting. But, you know, just to talk about these things really quick, not just one specifically, but just in general, these types of books and these types of things, you know, it might sound a little woo-woo to some of you, like a little like, wee, whatever, like, you know, just think something's going to happen and it will. But, you know, there is something to be said for that. I mean, you can't just think about $1 million and then all of a sudden there's going to be like $1 million just sitting right there in your house. That's not how it works. But there are things that go along with positive thinking that create actual results. And it's not a direct result of thinking, but it's because of what happens when you positively think of something. And what it breaks down to, I believe, is a quote that comes from Henry Ford, one of my all-time favorite quotes. You've heard it here on Ask Pat before. It is, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Meaning, if you don't believe something's going to happen, then it's not going to happen. If you're always angry, of course, other people are going to be angry around you. But if you have positive thinking, if you have desire and faith and persistence, those are the things that will drive you forward and allow you to have those things that you really, really want. I mean, how many times have you heard entrepreneurs just say, you know, I just hustled for it. I wanted it. I wanted it so bad, and I wouldn't stop until I had it, until I succeeded. Now, just thinking about these things isn't going to give you the answers, but thinking about them gives you the power to go out and find the answers and do what you need to do to make things happen. So let me talk about some of what's going on in Think and Grow Rich, because I have read that myself and I use some of those things. So there's 13 sort of steps listed in the book, and you can actually find there's videos of Napoleon Hill actually reading off a lot of this book. It's public domain, I believe. And the first one is desire, you know, talking about individual desire. And then also the second one is faith, and things like that are really important. Organized planning is actually another one. And I've, you know, taken that to heart as well, as far as planning and being organized to get to where I want to be, you know, being decisive and being persistent. Those are sort of obvious things. I think the biggest thing that I took away from this book, and the biggest thing that I always reference on the Smart Passive Income podcast and on this podcast as well, and even when I talk in person, is chapter 10, The Power of the Mastermind. And this is just a really genius idea. I mean, this is 1937 when he's talking about this, but getting to talk about your goals and your values and aspirations with other people who have those same kind of ideals or are striving for big things as well. And you can get together with those people and talk to them and have them hold you accountable and learn from them and learn from each other. It's just, I mean, if you want to talk about a secret, that's a huge secret right there. If you want to become successful, you cannot do it alone. So that's why I really appreciated that portion of the book. There's a lot of other things that go along with it as well, and I'm not going to get into the details. You could check it out yourself. But I think the idea here, this is going to be a shorter episode than usual, but the idea here is think positive and positive things will happen. That's just seriously the way it is. And, you know, do what you can to make sure you're continually thinking positively and being motivated. And that means surrounding yourself with people who are also positive and motivated. That means understanding what your goals are and what the next steps might be so you don't get lost. Understanding what it looks like at the end of those steps that you have to take so that you have something to look forward to, so you can know that something's better on the other end. And just having faith in yourself and knowing that you have that specialized knowledge that you have to get there. And if you don't know it, go find it and ask it. You know, there's a lot of things out there that are sort of woo-woo, but I think in terms of really succeeding, you really have to believe that you can, because if you don't, then you won't. So Michael, thank you so much for your question today. Again, those two books, the first one actually was turned into a movie as well. It's called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. That's B-Y-R-N-E. And then the other one is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. You can get both of those on Amazon and check them out if you'd like. Michael, an Ask Pat t-shirt is headed your way. So look out for an email from my assistant about that very soon, within a week. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page, taking questions all the time. Of course, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is 99designs.com. Again, that offer can be found at 99designs.com/pat to get a $99 power pack of services for free today, which allow you to upgrade whatever design you're looking for and to get more people involved in the design of whatever it is you're looking to do. I've used it myself in the past. It's been great, from logo design to web, you know, themes and things like that. There's a lot of talent on there, and you can get it at an affordable price and also fast turnaround as well. Like I said, 7 days for that contest to run. What's cool is you can also get your friends, your family, people in your audience to get involved and sort of vote to see which of the submitted designs they sort of like the best. Thank you again for taking time to listen to the show. A review on iTunes would be extremely helpful if you had the time. And lastly, as always, I'm going to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Seth Godin. He says, "Don't find customers for your products. Find products for your customers." Boom. Cheers. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects.
That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.